Before Wednesday's vote, four of the five members, two Republicans, two Democrats, made their positions clear, leaving it up to Chris Sununu to be the deciding factor. Sununu was the only Republican who voted for the contracts when the council denied state funding for Planned Parenthood 4 years ago. And during Wednesday's meeting, Sununu again voiced his support for the centers and the services they provide. In his Seacoast district, Sununu said Planned Parenthood is the only facility that offers care like low-cost birth control, STD tests, and cancer screenings.
And I think they've done a fantastic job of providing these women's services, reproductive services. I'm a big believer in it, a huge believer in it. It's why I went against and really ticked off all my friends for the past few years, because I believe it's absolutely right.
But when it came down to the vote, Sununu ended up rejecting the $600,000 in state contracts up for bid. Given his future political aspirations, many could argue Sununu's decision is politically driven. Sununu has said he is considering a run for governor next year. But the main political issue that seemed to be influencing the vote was the recent national controversy around videos involving Planned Parenthood executives discussing fees for fetal tissue.
Things are different right now. We have to take a step back and just take a pause and say, is this a company and a business we should be actively engaging in?
Fellow Republican counselor Joseph Kenney says counselors could not ignore that issue when weighing their votes.
We have got to send a signal to our young kids, to our folks, our taxpayers, that we will not tolerate this and that we will be outspoken and we're going to demand action, whether it be legal or through the power of the vote, to push back on this type of activity. It is just plain wrong.
Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, which serves Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, says it does not donate fetal tissue for research. Governor Maggie Hassan urged counselors before the vote to not let Washington politics interfere in their decisions.
I find it very, very troubling that anyone would vote against these contracts just because the national political climate's a little difficult.
On Monday, an effort to cut federal funding for Planned Parenthood failed in the U.S. Senate. Sununu also asked whether it was possible to find alternative agencies to provide this care. But Hassan said that would unnecessarily delay services for thousands. Hassan also rejected calls to open a state investigation into Planned Parenthood, saying there is no evidence of illegal activity in New Hampshire. Jennifer Frizzell of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England says not being awarded these two-year contracts will significantly affect the roughly 12,000 women and families the center serves each year.
There's no question that at some level our programs will be impacted, whether that's reducing hours, whether that's eliminating staff, whether that's not being able to provide the same kind of income sensitivity for the patients that we see.
The council did, however, approve three other family planning contracts with organizations not affiliated with Planned Parenthood. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.